Mark brought a bag of socks today.
With good reason.
It tied into an off-air development yesterday that leads to a story.
No, not development.
Today.
It tied into Hillary putting her foot firmly.
Hashtag
firmly
sock shaming.
In my mouth. Foot firmly in mouth.
It's all right. Let's go. Let's go there.
You're such a good sport, Mark. So we were talking off the air about this story yesterday that Caleb had found about this guy who went and bought himself a suit that he really loved. And his wife hated it, told him he couldn't wear it. And so then he had billboards made of him in this suit. And I'm looking at the pictures of this billboard. And I said, okay, Mark, the suit isn't the problem in this. What is? Can you tell me what is the fashion problem in this?
And I guessed something else. I was wrong. And then you pointed it out.
I said, no, he's wearing like a dark blue suit with black socks and brown shoes.
Yeah.
It's the black socks and brown shoes that I just can't handle.
The real fashion crime was what you were.
And then I showed you that with my brown shoes, I had black socks on.
Huh.
And then you do this on a regular basis.
Yeah. And here's the deal. I guess, this is even a dark colored sock, and I don't know what you'd call this fabric, but my favorite kind of sock, and again, I go back to John Wooden, UCLA. It always comes back to sports.
Yes.
The first thing he taught his players was how to put on your socks. I mean, socks are important. And so these are black. You can see some decorations
in
black.
Are those owls on there? Those are cute.
I don't know that they're not owls. What but the fact is that they're black. And I just happened just the way it worked out. Probably my wife purchasing, I probably don't purchase my own too much, maybe once. But I don't have brown socks. And I thought, who really cares?
Who looks at someone's socks?
Like, exactly. Apparently, I'm standing up at a sales call. My pants are covering my shoes when I sit down. And so... But I didn't know it would come up yesterday.
I'm such a dope.
No. You're right. I've heard that. I know that. I even have the other socks.
He brought a bag of socks.
Other socks I have that haven't even been. They're all like. There must be a lack of brown sock production. Right.
Taking those off the little socks.
No, these
are brand new, man.
Yeah.
Those are beautiful.
Here's the thing. I know I've worn black socks with brown shoes before as well. And like so many fashion choices in my post 30 and post married life. I just don't care.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some of the things that I wear, too. Honestly, like, I have dress socks. Mm-hmm. And more than likely, I will go home today, put on a pair of athletic shorts, and go for a walk for exercise. I will more than likely still wear the halfway up my calf dress socks with my tennis shoes, because I just don't care.
And your wife loves you.
Well, I mean, the thing is, she's kind of stuck with me.
You walk down the street like that, and she says, that man of mine.
Yeah.
I love him.
I mean...
I think going to Liberia the first
Very
time
secure,
in 2011,
I
learned that people, I'm like, oh, you can wear the same shirt 2 or 3 days in a row. I mean, there's just different ways. My daughter Grace, many times, I don't see as much recently, she would wear different colored socks. Hillary, my black socks matched.
See, mismatched socks are like the thing. And it's, for some
so
moms,
I should have had
they
a black
get
and a brown.
But yeah. Oh, that's.
Thank goodness that mismatched socks are a thing because. I have small children, and when I've tried to assist with laundry and folding their socks, I always, kid you not, have at least 5 single socks, and they're not like, oh, it's a white sock that maybe could be matched with another white sock, but they're brightly colored, gorgeous, wonderful children's
this
socks that have no mate.
This is a palm tree, sock, and this one is an owl sock, Well, they look fine. They're socks.
The world of fashion and laundry addressed every day on the Wib Wake Up Show.
My socks off of the counter now.
They're clean, I hope.
Yeah, they're clean.
There you go.
Well, birthdays in June. We've got a number of them here at the WWIB staff. Carol Stewards, we celebrated recently, and our family. And we've got the youngest in the Halverson clan, Elena, turning 14 today, and she's on the line with us. Good morning, Elena.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Elena.
Thank you.
Very happy birthday to you. I always hear such wonderful, wonderful things about you from your dad. It's so lovely to hear what an amazing person you are and what a great person you're becoming as you grow up. And happy 14th birthday to you.
Thank you.
I cannot believe she's 14. You guys, I wanted to even ask the listeners at 396-1670, what's that child who you're just going, he or she is what?
I know.
14 years old. I mean, good grief. So, Elena, we had a nice time out as a family celebrating last night, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite part?
The food, probably.
Nice. Yep. Nice.
All right. Also, Grace is the love language of gift giving. Your sister Grace has down to a T. Isn't that correct?
She's very good at giving gifts.
Aww.
So she kind of led the way on getting you probably a dozen gifts, right?
Yeah.
Nice. What did you get? Give people an idea of some of the gifts.
I got a donut cupcake maker.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That was from Evelyn, I think, though.
Yeah. A teapot. Oh, it's hard to remember.
Yeah. So many
things.
Well,
there's
things.
A dozen.
Yeah, you really like teapots. You got a little collection going, don't you?
Yeah, it was my 6th teapot.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
So they kind of decorate the kitchen shelves.
That's
so
awesome.
You're welcome.
Now, a quick quiz for you, Elena. There's some special days that are also celebrated today, which happens to be your birthday as well. Which of these would you most like to celebrate with your family? It is German Chocolate Cake Day.
Mm.
It is Call Your Doctor Day. Wouldn't recommend that one. It is Pet Memorial Day. It is Corn on the Cob Day and Cotton Candy Day.
Mm.
All of these coincide with your birthday, Elena.
I would go for the Chocolate Cake Day.
Yeah. German nice. Chocolate Cake Day. Right on. Right
nice.
On.
That's
there you go.
Perfect.
Well done.
Well, Elena, I hope that you have just an absolutely wonderful day. We have this all queued up for you.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday, and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday!
The thing about Elena, as we go to a song here, she's just the most kind, empathetic person. Empathy is so big, and Elena just has it overflowing. So, Elena, we love you, and we're going to spend some time together a little bit later, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And
all
also, right. Elena, just so you know, on this date in 1962, Frank Morris, John Anglin, and Clarence Anglin became the only prisoners to successfully escape from the prison on Alcatraz Island. So
ignore.
That's something they can never take away from you and your birthday.
Elena, ignore Caleb. He's being weird.
She's also, just, Jurassic Park came out in 1993.
She's used to her dad being weird, so right. She's got experience in that department. How much would you pay, Caleb and Hillary, how much would you pay for a lock of someone's hair? What if they were famous? What if it was Ludwig van Beethoven's hair?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I want his mad skills, but I don't want his hair.
Like, he died a long time ago. How did they come about a lock of his hair?
A lock of Beethoven's hair is being auctioned off at
this is just
Sotheby's
weird.
Auction House in Britain. The German composer allegedly gave it to a contemporary nearly 200 years ago.
Oh, my. Seriously?
And it's just remained. It's remained in that contemporary's family for two centuries?
You'd think that it would become, like, dry and brittle. Like, our hair on our head gets dry and brittle.
You would not believe the bids.
I
mean, you know, recent things I've asked you, I can't remember what the items were, but recent things I've people were like 3,200, maybe 5,000.
Movie poster, you asked me about a movie poster right. from the day the earth stood still. Mm-hmm. That was at 3,200, yeah.
So double that and then double it again. Basically triple it from the initial. It's between $15,000 and $19,000 this
Seriously?
Lock of Beethoven's hair is expected to fetch.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I got a bag of hair in my desk at home.
How and where do you display that in your home? It's like when you're giving guests the grand tour. It's like, and here's where I thumbtacked up the Beethoven hair that I bought for $20,000. You can't touch it, but you can look.
I mean, I was just going to donate the hair that we got cut. I mean, because seriously, I have a bag of hair in my desk at home that I was going to donate to a charity that makes, you know, wigs for kids. But, I mean, $20,000.
Do you fan your young pianist in the house with it?
It's what I by a lock. I mean, I picture just. I mean,
it's not a strand. I mean, it's like a chunk of hair, typically tied with a ribbon or something. And
the auctioneer says Beethoven gave the hair to Anton Halm as a gift for Halm's wife.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I've not heard of that before.
Well, hair used to be. I mean, people used to do all kinds of weird things with human hair. As I mean, they used to like embroider it into lockets and things like that as a memento. And people used to give hair, which I don't need people's hair.
I'm just saying, it's like till we meet again, brother. Whoa, hold on.
Yeah.
Snip. Let me give you a lock.
That's kind
here.
Of what it was.
Hillary,
yeah.
You're going to be gone for a few days, and then I'm going to be gone.
You know what, Mark? I'll tell you what. I'm getting my hair cut actually today at 2:45. I'll throw some hair at you.
Thanks.
Sweep it all up. Throw it in a bag.
I'll take it
here
in a plastic
go.
Baggie.
Hey, in 200 years, you never know how much it might be worth.
Probably not $20,000.
I'm not thinking $20,000, but you know, never inflation.
Hey, I would never underestimate what you might do with your life.
You were the mother of the famous pianist Becca.
There you go. I have Becca.
So what would a lock of Beethoven's
hair.
Mom's hair
right,
fetch?
I don't know. I have a lock of my kids' hair, you know, baby book kind of stuff.
Sure.
And I never put them in the baby book. They're in a bag in my desk, too. Just saying. I had a lot of hair in my
Writes up the auction description. So got some 200-year-old hair here. Put that front and center. Well, Mother's Day was recently. Father's Day is coming up this Sunday. Hillary let us know in no uncertain terms what she wanted for Mother's Day.
That's all I wanted was a nap.
And a recent survey has now come out. What do almost half of dads want more than anything else for Father's Day? Nap didn't rank up there, perhaps. Perhaps because we dads may take leisure time a bit more frequently.
Because there's another story today that says guys fall asleep more at work than women. So there you go.
See, I'm a nap taker. At least I don't nap at work.
I am with you. Not napping at work. But I am with you. Hashtag Nap Nation. I love naps. Mm-hmm. However, I will freely and openly say that as a dad, I have way less guilt of taking a nap. Because it's like, well, you know, Lindsay will make sure the kids don't perish while I'm asleep. So... yeah. Nothing wrong with wanting a nap for Father's Day, but maybe do something for your wife as too, guys.
So what is the number one request?
Almost half of dads, 47% of dads in a recent survey say this is what they want most for Father's Day. It actually costs nothing more than a few minutes of your time.
It sounds like Family Feud here. 47% of respondents say...
It's a phone call.
A phone call. That's it. That's
all. Dads want a phone call. 47% said that's what I want for... And it's simple, but to be honest, it's actually a little bit saddening to me. That they say, I don't want a gift. Like, I just want
to hear from you.
I want to hear from my child. And again, for some of you that are, you know, out of the home and moving on to, like, don't forget about dad.
You know, in years
gone by,
he might
have a hard time showing it, but he loves you.
Things have changed, right? We don't have phone booths. But here's the thing. As I remember this, in years gone by, like, Ma Bell was most busy on Mother's Day. People were calling Mom. But Father's Day, for years, was the leading day for collect calls. People were calling dad, but they were calling collect.
Sure. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, people don't call collect very often anymore.
I remember some of those days, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when we get into some of the other things that dad wants, and again, you know, this is more the serious side at the beginning, but then after these, what else does dad want? 41% say a big, juicy steak.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Doable. 38% peace and quiet.
See, there's your nap. Peace and quiet.
38% also say taking in a ball game with the family, and also cheaper, more practical gifts like socks or a tie, 35%. Sock Nation as well. Love socks. Black socks, brown shoes, just fine.
But you have certain length requirements.
I do. I do have sock length requirements.
Shorter on one, longer on another.
The perfect tie for my husband the other day. It was the perfect tie. It had like a bike chain kind of on
yeah,
it.
It was
super cool looking.
Does he wear a tie to work?
Not always at times, just depending on what he's got going on. But I found this tie and it was perfect. And I was like, I'm getting this for him. And then I looked at the price tag and it was $50. Oh. That's a 50, friends.
Yeah.
$50.
For one tie.
And so I took a picture of it and I sent it to him and I said, hey, they say it's the thought that counts. Guess what? This tie was $50. I didn't buy it, but I thought of you. You're welcome. And he appreciated the thought and said, thank you for not spending $50.
Speaking of Father's Day and expensive gifts, a new report also just said there's never been a better time to buy a Lambo or a Rolls Royce. Apparently, ultra-luxury car makers have flooded the market with new vehicles and sales do well. So prices are going down.
Yeah. That's interesting because I've heard in general the new cars that dealers are moving away from to really the improved used cars. But maybe the high-end new cars, there you go.
I don't
think a Lambo or a Rolls are ever going to be anything I'll even touch.
Probably not for me either. I would be afraid to drive
them. As a kid, my favorite Hot Wheels was a purple Ferrari. Nice. And so you don't hear people talk about Ferraris much, but that kind of is
thought that counts.
Mind.
Get one of those for Dad, a Hot Wheels. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.